as one of the all-time greats, Frank Sinatra, said, "I did it my way." And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You
Well, episode 18 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, one of your hosts and author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog. And sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Pretty good. All
pretty
right.
Good. Pretty good.
Nice. Well, for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. For regular listeners, you know, welcome back. We can't figure this out still. But we are just a regular couple on a journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. And as normal, I'll say normally, because we don't always do it, but normally we've got a bottle of wine out. So why don't you tell them what's that bottle?
So it's a, we have a Malbec, and it's a Cantina Alta. It's from, what's that? Is that
Mendoza, Argentina?
Yeah, I can't really read it. Hold on.
It's, you got to bring the bottle a little closer.
I got to bring the bottle a little closer. Hey, I've been working all day. It's a Bodega Cantina Zapata.
Catena.
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 Catena. Oh, yeah. Like Catena, Catena. So, yeah, it's from Mendoza, which
we visited.
Love. Yes. Argentina. I love my Malbec.
And it's only 13.5% alcohol, which I really like. It's a little tamer.
Yeah, for sure.
High mountain fruit, high
2014.
Elevation.
2014.
Yeah. And it's a little bit more expensive of a bottle than we normally have out. This is like a, like a 45. $5 bottle of wine typically, but
then why did you pour me such a small pour then?
Well, I just was starting you out and I really am curious to see what this tastes like again in, you know, in a couple of days. But I had to write an email about it.
Yes.
So coming up will be an email that includes Catena Zapata, Catena Alta, Malbec. And it's really darn good.
It's very tasty.
Really elegant and lots
like
going
lot.
On. So that's kind
it's
of fun.
It's a stark difference from the Chardonnay I was drinking with dinner. That did not go with dinner. But.
Well, you can't have steak, taco salad, and Chardonnay. I mean, you can. You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever. It didn't go well. For my palate, it did not go very
well. Yeah, but before you had that, though, you had tried it, and it was pretty darn good.
It was very good. Well, it was very good afterwards, too. I just stopped drinking it, wait till I finished eating, and then finished the glass. So.
It was also Catena Alta.
Oh, nice. It was very
from
yummy.
The same vineyards, just different blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also in the email. So hence why they're both open.
Got it.
Because got to work.
Got to work.
It's rough. But I don't want people drinking bad wine.
No.
So I am willing to sacrifice.
You are, you know, you're a giver. You always think of others. So.
I do. I know everybody always tells me, rough job. I'm like, well, it's not all.
It's
roses.
No, there's some bad ones in there too that you get to taste.
Lots of them. You know, it's funny too, because less and less as my career goes on, there's less and less bad wine just because it's so easy to make good wine.
Yeah.
Now with technology and sourcing fruit and
I could find some bad ones for you though.
There are. I won't name some of the places and the wines that you can get them because one,
somebody
I don't
likes them.
Right. I don't want to offend anybody. Right. Somebody likes them. And two, maybe I'll be looking for a job someday.
Exactly.
And you just never know.
You never know.
You do not want to do that.
Nope.
Don't burn bridges before you get there.
That's very true. Very true.
All right. Well, let's jump in with the FMC Rewind. And how was your week?
Week was good. I was thinking, I'm like, I need to go back to taking notes of my reality shows because I feel like I'm failing my peeps. I did notice that Bachelor started. I did not watch it though.
So I have a question about that because I was watching, I don't know, like morning, like news was on and they had an interview with who I think is the Bachelor, Ari Leyendyke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the race car driver, Ari Leyendyke?
I have no idea. We need to ask, who's our bachelor? Is that Kevin that likes the... No, there's someone that likes The Bachelor that told me, one of our listeners needs to inform us.
Oh, I think that was Kevin.
Was that Kevin, right?
I think so. Yeah. So there's this thing called Google.
Oh, right.
And we could just use that.
No.
I've got a computer literally right in front of me.
No. Yeah, I don't know if he's a good star.
But I'm pretty sure there was a race car driver named Ari Leyendyke.
Yeah. Well, they're usually semi-famous guys, I would say. They usually have... not.
So
like,
the girls are unknown, but the...
Right. But, well, no, the bachelorettes usually are like from a bachelor season and then like everyone likes them.
Oh, is that how they find them?
Typically, that's how, from my understanding, correct me. I mean, I'm sure our listeners will correct me, but I think that's how it works. And the bachelors, though, I've noticed that they've always been semi-famous. Like Aaron Rodgers' brother was a bachelor.
Right. I'm not sure they were talking at the time.
No, they weren't. There was an heir to one of the wine vineyards in Napa.
Oh.
He was on there as well. And that's all I got. And the fact that, but like they've always been somewhat, I would say, they've always been like big guys in some form or fashion, you know, whether it be business or something. But at least that's what I've seen. You don't see the everyday Joe going on.
I don't
show.
Really know anything about it.
Yeah.
Of any of them, really.
No, but. But as for the reality shows, I've subjected you to a few of my reality shows over the last week and stuff because of you've been working from my couch.
At times, not all the time.
Sometimes you work from my couch, and usually I'll turn off my reality shows and spare you from it. But this week I didn't. I've been starting to like subject you to more and more.
Well, most of the time I don't.
You don't
pay attention.
Well, no, I'm hardly paying attention too, which is why sometimes I don't have a view update. My Project Runway started up again, the all-star version. So there's no Tim Gunn, but there's Alyssa Milano. So
that's a decent trade-off, but I still love some Tim.
Yeah.
Tim Gunn's, that guy's good.
Yeah, I like Tim Gunn.
Make it work.
Make it work, people. So that started up, and then let's see.
What about other stuff then? So, I mean, what else is going on? Like, did you get your steps in?
Oh, I've gotten all my steps in.
Had to do laps to find?
I haven't done laps.
Okay.
I have not had to do laps. Yesterday, I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous because I think I was like only at like 800 and it was like late in the day. I was like, ooh, this isn't good. And I noticed myself that I hadn't been, because I've been actively making a choice to stand up more and to go for walks, like just to move, whether it be... To go, usually
like couch to kitchen, couch
right,
to...
Right, you know, just to like do something around the house. Like instead of just sitting there, I'll go do like a chore or something and, you know, just make an effort to do something more than, you know, during my quote unquote breaks from work. But yesterday I found that I was like, wow, I've really been sitting here and like my hip was starting to hurt. I'm like, oh, I think I've been sitting a little too long today. My hip's hurting. So yesterday I was a little nervous, but then I started doing stuff, continuing the ever long process of taking down Christmas decorations and just, you know, cleaning up around the house and stuff. And I was able to get to 1700. So I think I've been averaging around 1600 steps a day.
It's better probably than before.
I mean, on Sunday, though, I was at like 8,000 steps on Sunday.
When you went shopping.
I did grocery shopping.
You went to Costco. That should be like 50,000 steps.
Went to Costco. I went to Target. I went to Mariano's. And I went to, and then I did a ton of stuff around the house. I did laundry. Yeah. I was very active on Sunday. Saturday, not so much. Unless Saturday is my lazy day.
Did you enjoy our first tech-free Thursday?
I did. Yes. Michaela and I enjoyed it. We drew pictures and we did, we read some books, we did puzzles. She was very excited. I was nervous because, you know, you had to work.
I got home.
You got home.
To spend some time.
A good little time. But like I was nervous for dinner time because dinner time, you and I, we watch TV.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah. But I grew up doing it. So, but to me, it's the norm. And so I was nervous with her, but she was, I just kind of stressed that we were having this family time and that, you know, we weren't going to play on the fire. We weren't going to watch TV. And she just, like she was telling her teachers, she's like, I'm going to have family time. No TV tonight, just family time. And it was very cute. And she loved it. She was excited. I think she loved playing with the toys and having us in her area, you know, and I was able to kind of I took down one of the tree so that we were able to spread her out a little bit
she
more.
She did not like that.
No, she did not like the Christmas decorations coming down. She does not like change and stuff.
And she kept telling you that her kitchen went to, at the on the other wall.
Even though the kitchen's been on that wall for a year, but during the holidays, I had to switch it. And no, she doesn't like change. But so, yeah, so working was good. You know, I was going to set up a profile to start selling my stuff, my coach purses, but I didn't get to that. So maybe I can do that.
Well, we've got weekend. Other things to sell. We should just sell everything off that one profile.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Nice. So, yeah.
Cool.
So,
well, my training continued to be pretty good. And I did 4 days, three in a row. And then now I've taken 2 days off, which I shouldn't do. And I've got to get better about getting up and being what we call the EMC or Ernie Morning Club. I've got to start doing that. Sooner than rather than later, for sure, because the day just gets away from you, and it's tough to do it later for me. So I'm definitely that's the next part of my evolution for my training is get. And I used to be a morning runner, like early morning, And so I just need to get back to it. I'm capable of doing it, and I enjoy it, and it sets a good tone for the day.
Well, and you're up, so you might as well just go instead of turning on your computer.
Sure, I mean a lot of it. Actually, I've been better about that. I haven't. Turned on my computer. I've actually been doing other things, which is good, reading and such.
Yeah.
The issue is it's been so cold, getting outside is, for me, I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
And not in sub-zero wind chills. It's just not going to happen, and I don't care. I mean, call me names, doesn't matter. And the thought of a treadmill that early just is painful.
You're going to have to get over it.
And now I've got to do one or the other. Yep. So it's... And it doesn't have to be every time, but most of the time it needs to be. And, you know, I'll start a training plan here in a few weeks.
So there'll be no excuses.
There won't be.
You'll get in big trouble.
And Coach Andy is making a plan for me, as I kind of talked about last time, and Silver Fox Athletics. And I'm really excited about it. And he kind of gave me a heads up about what my pace will be. And it's some of them are, I mean, much slower than I thought. And so now I've already started on the treadmill to slow down, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Outdoors, we'll see, right?
Yeah.
Because that's – the treadmill, it's a lot easier to slow down because the belt goes a speed.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Outside I've got to figure that out.
So it's like conscious. You got to do consciousness.
Yeah. So I feel like pretty good after week one in terms of goals. I haven't gotten everything done. Oh, and I've also researched several platforms for swag.
That's right. That's good.
And I think I've got it narrowed down to two.
Our public is clamoring for
and,
it.
And yeah, the two people who get swag automatically because they're patrons.
They're our patrons.
Thank you again, as always. And that's kind of fun, but it's also kind of difficult. It's not my wheelhouse. So
no.
I'm creative. Like I've got ideas of like what to put on stuff, but figuring it all out and how to do it. And do I need an actual design? So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, do I have to go pay somebody on Fiverr or who's or like Debbie maybe can help?
Yeah, we could totally utilize some friends. We got a couple friends that might be able to help us, you know, if we give them a bottle of wine, they might assist.
There you go. And so I'm super excited about that. I'm reading way more than I had been. I'm back to meditation. So I'm doing a lot of the things that I said I wanted to do. I haven't said I deserve better once this year yet.
Wait, you just said it now. Does that count?
I meant, you know.
I'm just saying.
I made the bad joke last week, and now you're doing it this week.
Someone's gotta.
Somebody's gotta. So yeah. So anything else on your mind from this list? Oh, we were gonna have a new recipe tonight, but your fingernail's likely in it. So no.
No. Yeah, I was gonna. You found a recipe for a Mexican pizza,
which I was super excited about.
It was made with the crust, quote unquote crust, was hamburger meat with cauliflower and onions and then spices, and then you bake it and then you make it and then you put your toppings on top of it. It's very similar to our Luminati's pizza that we get. It's just Mexican. And so I haven't gotten my nails done in a while, and they're starting to grow out. And
And now one of them is in our hamburger meat.
It was in, yep, it was in the oven. And I just happened to look, I noticed that my finger felt like the nail felt weird. I'm like, what's going on? And I looked down as I was about to make the salad. And I'm like, huh, I used to have a nail on there. And I have no idea when it popped off. It could have popped off in the morning. It could have popped off at any point today. I do not know when it would have, when it popped up.
I can't even imagine my reaction if that would have ended up in my mouth.
You would have thrown up.
I would have gotten sick. I probably would have been in the hospital, never able to eat that again.
Yeah.
So I would have been weeping in the corner.
I pulled a Monica. Hopefully, you know, some people will be able to reference you know, that reference. I pulled Monica. It's a Friends episode where Monica was doing catering a brunch for her mother, and she was making mini quiches, and she had put on these blue fake nails to make her mom mad, and one of them fell off into the quiches, and they didn't know which one it was, so they all had to get thrown away. And it was called pulling a Monica. So I pulled a Monica today. Never did that. So, but yeah, I called my mom. Then I went out and got us dinner. Since I ruined dinner, I called my mom and I was like, Mom, you won't believe what I did. And my mom and I, we've done some stupid stuff while we've been cooking. Like one time we used salt instead of sugar. One time we left the flour out of a cake recipe. I mean, we've done some really silly stuff.
How do you
stuff.
Leave the flour?
You know, it's
unless it's
talent.
A flourless.
No,
cake.
It was the famous lemon roll that sometimes takes more than one time for us to actually get it right. We left the flour out. I'm not sure how we did it, but
so it was just batter.
It was just batter, so with no flour.
So would that they might have cooked up like into a nice pancake or something?
Yeah, it did not rise at all. So I called my mom and I told her, and she was just laughing. She's like, I don't think we've ever done anything like that. I'm like, we haven't. She's like, oh my God. And she had the same reaction. She's like, if Pete had bitten into it, he's like, it would have been funny for like 5 seconds. Like
it would have been funny to you.
It would have been funny for like 1 second, and then I would have been cleaning up puke.
It would have not been good. It would have been bad. Very, very bad.
So yeah. All right. I'll have to try that again another time.
For sure, because we've found a few recipes, and then we just bought another cookbook. We love cookbooks to begin with, and I just bought...
Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet.
Eat Happy by Anna Ficino, who's on Vinnie Tortorich's program all the time. She does voiceover work. You'd recognize her voice. She's a comedian, and she's great, and the recipes just look unbelievable.
Yeah,
so we need to sit down and
go
through it.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's a lot of them that look really, really good, so that's exciting, because we like... to get different things, even though we end up falling back on some staples. But, you know, we found a new staple with the soup that we made a couple of weeks ago. And you're making more bone broth as we speak.
Yeah, I'm having it go a little longer this time. I'm trying to draw a little more. Since we didn't have, like, as many bones as we did last time, I'm trying to draw a little more flavor out of them maybe.
Yeah.
Have it go out like
it smells great. It
does smell very good. So, yeah, that'll be dinner tomorrow night.
Well, and speaking of food, I think that's been... I guess I shouldn't be super surprised. Well, I'm surprised anytime anybody listens. So let's just leave it at that for but when we've had listeners and reaching out and asking us about our quote unquote diet, right? Not what are you on, but more what are you doing and how are you doing it? Can you talk a little bit more about it? What's the difference between what you're doing and NSNG, and like you say it all the time, but what is it, right? So I thought we would talk a little bit about that. And the biggest question is around keto.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start and you can jump in anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some science behind it because of the fact that I kind of like the science.
Just if I fall over, if I fall asleep or something, you know, just kind of nudge
I'm going to try
something.
To not do this as a lecture. I'd like it still to be a conversation. Well, the other pieces are, is it working and everything? So we're going to start out with a disclaimer.
We haven't said our disclaimer in a very long time.
I know. Well, so we are not doctors. We are not nutritionists. We are not health coaches.
We're nothing.
We are just a couple of people eating a certain way. And quite frankly, we can barely take care of ourselves and our own dietary habits. So we're not responsible for yours. Like, you figure it out. You go talk to a doctor. But if you want to know what we're doing, we can talk about it for sure, right? Because keto is a hot topic right now. And it always is around the first of the year, but it's become even, you know, a hotter topic. And it's really misunderstood because people think protein, protein, protein. They think Atkins, right?
Mm.
And it's not.
No.
It's fat-based. So ketogenic diets are somewhere between 60 and 75% fat, 15 and 30% protein, and then 5 to 10% carbohydrates. Typically, ketogenic diets, you are staying below 50 grams of carbs, but really most try to stay 25 and below.
Okay.
At the beginning of our process, we were in ketosis. So right. we were ketogenic at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in and out of ketogenesis as what we're really doing is more fat adapted.
Right.
And that's not a specific diet. That's kind of a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it incorporates the same principles as keto or no sugar, no grains, the Vinnie Tortorich,
right.
NSNG.
Yeah.
Which he has a free resource. Dude is unbelievable how much he gives away.
Yeah.
If you go to vinnietortorich.com, you can take a class and learn about it.
Cool.
And then you get a PDF, which they'll just give you the PDF anyway, but and it tells you what to eat, what not to eat.
Oh, that's nice.
How we got started was the Real Meal Revolution, right. Tim Noakes, because I, like I said, like science. And mm-hmm. so I read all the science behind it. And this had one of the more comprehensive, that book had one of the more comprehensive scientific studies behind it. And in the first 30 days, we were fairly strict, I would say.
I would say right? so, yeah.
We didn't drink any alcohol.
No, we, yeah.
We got the quote unquote keto flu.
Yes.
Right? The low carb flu.
Yep.
Headaches.
That was pleasant. That was very pleasant.
Tired. And then you had, with your legs.
Oh, yeah. My restless legs were just out of control.
And I had some insomnia.
Right.
Since then, though, after that first 4 days to a week, oh, and running sucked. It was horrendous.
Yes, it was for me too. Oh, wait, no, I don't run. So
walking was terrible for you. I remember your restless legs.
Oh, they still, even like when you bring up restless legs, like my legs start getting all crazy. Isn't that crazy? That's
okay.
Psycho. Anyways.
Well, that makes sense though. It's kind of like if somebody yawns, then you feel like you've got a yawn.
It's like my legs.
Hiccups. They're contagious, I'm pretty sure. Restless legs. You just say it and now they're achy.
Stop saying it because my legs are all achy.
So we had some side effects at the beginning.
Yes, we did.
And it was not good. We lost a bunch of weight at the beginning. That's the good part. While you're in ketosis.
No, I did it at the very beginning. Remember, I had a hard time losing. It was a little while. I lost some weight.
You lost like 7 pounds.
Not in the beginning. It was a long time losing those 7 pounds.
Well, you don't
pounds.
Keep track of it, so there's no way to know.
Well, I do. I did went back and tracked it, and I do know because I remember. And it was a very slow start for me, and that's why it was very frustrating for me, but I stuck with it because it was important to you. We had a whole podcast about this, I'm pretty sure, too.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember it being slower than me, but it's male versus female. And yeah. You're almost the same as me now, I feel, because I've kind of gotten away from worrying about the weight loss as much.
Right.
And really trying to make sure that I'm able to maintain and have what I need for exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you've actually had an acceleration in your weight loss.
Yeah, it's kind of slowed down again.
But also, like, I normal. Could tell you that you ate less during that time and
I wasn't feeling very good.
You weren't feeling very good. And because of that, you were not eating.
Right.
Like the stuff that may, you know, gets you out of ketosis. So I think that you had a short period of time, a week or 10 days mm-hmm. back in ketosis, and you dropped
Agreed.
Because of it.
Yeah.
So when you stay in that, what happens is your body doesn't have any carbohydrates to burn, and it starts burning fat
right.
at that point. And it burns it, and there's these ketones that happen, and there's all kinds of science behind that, which I'm not going to go into because, one, we're not a lecture series.
No.
Two, if you're that interested in the ketosis part and ketones, you should – you know, definitely join some groups, go read, ask questions. And we decided not to pursue staying in ketosis because it wasn't conducive to the life we wanted to live. So we're more in the fat adapted range.
Right.
So what we try to do, although we don't track our food,
no,
that's another thing. A lot of people they count their macros, right? Fat, protein, carbohydrates.
Yeah.
We don't.
No.
We just kind of use our heads.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot way of work. Too much effort.
Well, I did tracking forever, right? On MFP, my fitness pal, but it's not my thing.
No.
What we do is just kind of eyeball it. And typically, I think we're trying to stay somewhere between 50 and 150 carbohydrates a day, typically less than 100 would be my guess. We eat more vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a piece of fruit here or there, especially me.
Yes.
We do have a glass of wine.
Yes.
What we're really conscious of is we rarely will have grains.
Yes.
Very, very rarely.
Very rare.
And never as a meal.
No.
We may tear off a piece of a taco salad shell.
Which we did tonight.
But we're not going to eat the shell.
No.
As much as we wanted to.
Yes.
And we really don't have added sugar. So we'll have some sugar from fruit.
Right.
But we don't have a lot of added sugar. Here or there in a condiment.
Right.
We're not super into it where we're reading the label down to every little detail at this point.
We're just looking.
We were at the beginning.
Well, and it's also, and I think because we were at the beginning, we kind of know what to stay away from at this point in time. So it's like, we know we can have, like, we look at the ketchup as a good example. There's sugar in ketchup, but we rarely use it.
Right.
Like, even on, like, when we get burgers, I rarely have them put ketchup on it.
Just a dollop.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I will put it on myself just because I can control it rather than having them do it. So, like, we learned from the beginning, because we were so strict, not to which condiments we can touch and which ones we can't touch.
So, we stay away from added sugars, and sugar goes by many names. Including honey.
Yeah.
Agave.
Yep.
Monk sugar, I was told by Vinny Tortorich.
Didn't even know it was a thing.
Me either, but I was talking with Nancy, who we brought up, I think, on the last show, and she asked me about monk sugar, and I didn't know.
Yep.
I looked it up. I'm like, maybe. So I wrote Vinny Tortorich and basically said, hey, can we have this? It has the S word in it.
Right. the bad S word.
And he's like, no. So we don't touch a lot of it.
Right.
Hardly. I mean, we really try to stay away from it.
Yes.
And because of that, we're not paleo. Because paleo, it's okay to have like honey, I believe.
Yes.
Like raw honey.
I've seen
and
that
stuff,
in
right?
some of their recipes. Yep.
So for us, you know, we were just staying away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not 100% strict. So the fat adapted part is where we're losing weight. And you can lose weight this way without exercise. We have exhibit A. She's a study of N equals one. But I say that, I think, you know, it, again, my opinion, but I would say that weight is lost in the kitchen. And you gain more health in the gym.
Probably, yeah.
You know,
I
would
agree.
Well, I mean, you don't exercise.
I don't. But I think that I have to believe that at some point, maybe that's going to, you know, the weight loss will stop.
I think it would. I think you'd get to equilibrium of some sort, right?
I would like it to stop. I wouldn't like it to stop for another 20 pounds would be nice.
Yeah. And I mean, I want
to know. Without having to work out, that'd be awesome.
Right. But I think you can get there without working out, I guess. And when you start working out, you may see more muscle come into play.
Right.
You may.
Yeah. Which I have to start working out. I mean, I'm going to have to hit that. I don't mind the treadmill as you do. I'm going to eventually have to do that probably soon rather than later.
You sound super excited. What if there's like a dangling bottle of wine
or
something?
Yeah, there's a whole meme about that. I've seen that. That's not going to do anything for me.
What?
That just seems silly. You can just get off the treadmill and grab it. I mean, why do you have to run towards it? I mean, that's just silly. Just
Michaela, get down here and give me this wine.
I try. She's getting good at getting stuff for you.
Not liquor, though. Let's be clear. We do not have our 2.5-year-old get us liquor.
My dad taught me how to pour a perfect beer from the draft at a very young age.
What, did you guys have your dad like made a draft in the house, right? While your mom was out of town.
Yeah, my mom went out of town and
I think you might have told this story on air.
Did I? Where he, where he drilled a hole in our refrigerator and outfitted a draft. So like a spigot.
A spigot.
so it was outside the fridge, and he ran it through and he sealed it all up so like the air wouldn't get out and all that stuff. And my mom came home from a business trip, opened up the fridge, and there was a keg in our fridge, and there was a spigot on the outside. Oh, she
like
was
the tapper.
Pissed.
Like a good tapper?
Yeah, it was a good tapper too. Yeah, it was a good tapper.
Was it like a Bud tapper?
No, it wasn't a Bud tapper.
Was it just like one from the hardware store?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I kind of have this
no
like
branding.
Vague memory, like what it looked like, but I was pretty young.
Bill's beer.
I was pretty young when my dad taught me the proper angle of holding the mug, and we always had beer steins in the freezer, always.
Oh, you're not psycho.
Yes. So yeah, so we can teach Michaela. It's fine. It's perfectly acceptable.
Well, and wine's more refined, right?
It is. It is.
That's for fancy people.
Fancy. Yeah, we could get a wine spigot.
You were also going to Scotch tastings when you were. Like 14. A teenager, so
14.
That's
There's nothing wrong with this. My dad and I. Hey, my parents were going.
If
through
it was,
my parents were going through a divorce, we had to bond somehow.
But I'm just thinking, like, if it's today and you're like Instagramming or Snapchatting that your dad's in some big trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one time we sat down at the table and it was a Chicago cop. Like, my dad's like, so what do you do? They're like, oh, what do you do? And my dad's explaining what he did. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm a police officer. And my dad's like, oh, really? That's interesting. Oh, you know what? I think we need to go someplace. We'll talk to you later. Immediately got up from that table, left. But anyways, nice. We digress. So, yes.
Yeah, I don't even know where we were. But in general, we try to stay away from added sugars and grains.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about how I think you lose weight
in
the kitchen. And I really believe that. I'm not, as a matter of fact, when I exercise
you usually gain a little bit.
I think, I don't know if your body retains water or what it does. I know there's science behind that I haven't read fully yet. But we're just plugging away.
Well, that was part of the beginning. You know, at some points, you know, you would get frustrated at the very beginning. It's like, you know, we're not eating all these foods, but you were working. It was the summertime, you know, it was fall. And so you were going out and you were running and you would notice that after a run, like the next day, your weight would fluctuate up a little bit. I mean, it wasn't anything dramatic, but it was enough to be annoying because you're supposed to be losing all this weight. And that's when we kind of came up with this, our own thought process was, hey, maybe, you know, because maybe you're retaining water or something.
Right. And I know that there is some stuff around like how your hormones react and all that.
See, all reasons not to work out. I mean, you're just making my case for me.
I feel way better though when I exercise.
I'm good.
But you have no baseline to measure that against like currently.
Right? But if I feel good, isn't that enough?
Sure.
We've
already been through this. I've already gotten my hate mail. You can do whatever you want. If you want to sit on the couch and never do anything, that is your business. I am told that is not for me to help with. If you want to get out, I'm here for you.
But maybe that's why I don't get out. Because I feel like you might judge me how I do it.
Yeah, that's it.
I think this is it. I think we've gotten our Dr. Phil moment right here.
I'm going to judge what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I totally see this happening.
Because when we used to go out together at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I would totally judge you.
Yeah. I could feel it. You wouldn't say it. It'd be in your eyes.
Yeah. I would have to, I was recording all that like on a, like a secret blog. Ijudgemywife.com.
I bet that exists.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Everything exists.
I wonder what it would be. I wonder if it'd be like funny or just be like creepy.
And mean.
And mean.
I'm sure it's mean.
You think it's mean?
All right. Anyways. So back to the subject at hand. So the other thing that we do with that is intermittent fasting. And we talked about this on another show, so we won't go deep into it. But it's just a period of time where you don't eat. And we do somewhere between 12 and 16 hours on a typical day.
Yes.
And the reason that we can do it, though, is we're not hungry.
No.
Because of the fact that there's not sugar spiking insulin in order and then making us hungry. We're not doing the carbohydrates, refined sugars, even natural sugars.
Right.
What it does is our insulin levels stay pretty even. Mm-hmm. And that also allows me when I can run fasted for long periods of time without needing fuel, which is great. It doesn't, I don't spike, I don't bonk.
Right.
because of it. Now, I don't know, and I'm still trying to figure out what am I going to do for racing.
Right.
And
your long races.
And my long runs. And what I'm thinking at this point is when I do my long runs to practice for the race, I'm probably going to utilize some sort of fueling that I did before because my body will burn it.
Right.
And it's not like I'm going to be craving things all day if I do a honey stinger waffle.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so I guess the bottom line is we're not super strict about what we do. We're just trying to be smart and we're continuing to lose weight and it's working. That's the number one thing people ask. Well, does it work?
Well, working for us.
We're sample size of N equals two, but it does work.
Yeah.
And the reason, again, we're not ketogenic is it just doesn't fit our lifestyle.
Right.
It's not something that we're not looking to lose 60 pounds in 6 months.
No.
That's just not what we're trying to do. We're trying to find something that we can sustain for a lifetime.
Yeah.
If you can sustain a ketogenic diet
for the rest of your life,
it.
I mean, that's more power to you. That's awesome.
And I don't know health risks with this.
No.
For we're doing or ketogenesis,
no.
Right? I have no idea. When I told the doctor that I'm not eating grains, he basically said, well, you need to eat grains. And how he reinforced that I needed to eat grains is that he sent me the Mediterranean diet in an email. So appreciate that, Doc. And the Mediterranean diet is something that people follow that does well. Right now, there's a lot of offshoots of ketogenic diets and paleo diets. And there's Whole 30.
Yeah.
The ketogenic diet and Whole 30, there was 40 diets ranked by U.S. News and World Report. Those were the bottom two.
Oh, really?
Whole 30 and ketogenic. And it's because they say, you know, ketogenesis, you know, causes heart problems, you know, because there's all the saturated fat. And I'm not going to argue because I'm not a doctor.
Right.
The science I'm reading says that's not true. And my blood work says that's not true.
Yeah, I'll be going to the doctor in a couple of weeks. And I'm guessing I'll get blood work done. So I'll be curious to see how it compares to.
Well, you've always had decent blood work, right?
I have. I have always had pretty good. I mean, the only thing I've ever had is at sometimes my liver enzyme, one of the levels is a little bit elevated.
Sure.
That's
about that's probably fatty liver.
They never diagnosed it as fatty liver. They diagnosed it. I have a wing in Northwestern with all the testing that they did. They found problems with my heart while finding issues with my liver. I mean, it was, you know, those tests were fun. But they never diagnosed it as fatty liver. They just said.
But it probably was. They never diagnosed mine either.
Yeah, they've never said it's fatty liver. The guy was like, I don't think it is, but it could be. Who knows? That's basically what they said. They're like, let's just keep an eye on your levels. And they've never gone any higher. They've never gone any lower. They've kind of just stayed as is. But I wonder if it's any different now.
Well, my liver enzymes have been elevated since I was in the beginning of college.
Yeah.
So, and that included when I lost, you know, 80 pounds.
Right.
My liver enzymes were still elevated when I lost all that weight. The only difference is this time what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And I haven't even lost the weight, but for the first time ever, that's in line.
Yeah.
My hemoglobin is in line, right? Triglycerides are in line. So,
well,
I mean, we're getting there.
The point will be, like, is any of my levels worse?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be interesting to see. And it's not, I'm not going for a full, my full workout won't be, workup wouldn't be until April. This is just an offshoot one. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've got to go back in like March, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll get a full blood work panel or not, but we'll see.
Yeah. And I really want to make sure that people get kind of the difference between keto and fat adapted. So all keto is fat adapted. Not all fat adapted is keto, right?
Right.
And the main differences are how much carbohydrates do you intake in a day and making sure on both of them that you're eating enough fat and not overdoing the protein.
Right.
Which is weird and anathema to everything that we've been taught for years, right?
Yeah.
And we chose it to have a little bit more on the carbohydrate side in order to just kind of sustain our lives. And we do go off script with wine, but not a ton.
No.
and we're not gaining back 15 pounds or something. We're literally like gaining back 4 or 5 pounds, or I have, you haven't.
No.
I'm like back within 4 or 5.
I'm like a pound. If we, after wine, I might be up a half a pound or with, because I had the, a little bit of the crust, it might be a pound tomorrow. But
even when we did the, anniversary,
our anniversary,
weekend,
I was
3 pounds,
three pounds. Yeah.
And I was 5. Right. And so that was, that's the whole, but we get right back on it.
Yeah.
And it's
exactly
the cravings are gone. You know, we do have some like really dark chocolate, 85 to 90%.
90, yeah, we're out.
90,
we're out. We need more.
That was great, and I'd like to work up to even 95%. And
yeah, I think it'd be fine.
A piece of fruit we talked about. Mm-hmm. And are you eating any fruit right now?
I have. I've been having some like a little bit of raspberry and blueberries with
my. Those are okay though.
With my cottage cheese. I haven't had bananas in a while. I was actually looking at one today. I was like, ooh, maybe I'll have a banana, but I didn't. I had some nuts instead. I think I need to cut back on my, I've been eating a lot of nuts, I feel. And that's been like, because I don't eat lunch. So I'll eat breakfast and I'll eat my eggs. And we've been making the, our quote unquote Starbucks sous vide eggs.
Oh gosh,
and
those are so good.
If I have two of those, which is just two eggs, but it's got bacon, cottage cheese in it. If I have two of those, I don't eat lunch. I mean, I'm just not hungry.
Right.
So, but I will have maybe like a handful of nuts in the afternoon. And whereas the past, sometimes I would have like cottage cheese and fruit or a banana or something like that. So I think my nut intake has gone up a little bit the last couple weeks because we've switched to the Costco nuts. Like now
those
I'm eating.
Are the best.
And they're so good. Like the other nuts, like I would get sick after like a couple of nuts. I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. I can't eat anymore. But the Costco nuts, I don't get sick. So it's like, I want to keep
Kirkland.
Eating them. Yeah.
So here's what I was doing. I don't know if I told you this, but when I've been working from home a few times, I've taken a little handful of nuts. Put them in a bowl and put olive oil over them. And I'm telling you, it is heavenly. You really should do that. And it gets more fat.
Yeah, it gets more fat.
And it's just so delicious.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we're doing. And I'm hit or miss on lunch. Today I wasn't hungry really. And I didn't eat again until like 3 o'clock.
Right.
You know, after eating at probably 8:30, 8:45, and then I ate again at 3.
Yeah.
So you can go long periods of time.
Yeah, I mean,
this.
I go. I mean, I have
and
my
berries. By the way, just not to. When I said fruit, I guess I meant like the. I guess we only really keep bananas.
Well, we used to have apples. Michaela was on an apple,
which are high sugar fruits.
Yeah, we were on an apple kick. Michaela was on an apple kick for a while, so we had some apples in the house, and sometimes you know she would share. And you might have one or something like that. But.
Well, and there was a time where I was eating that with peanut butter, and that wasn't that had a little bit of added sugar plus the natural sugar, and that wasn't plus it's a legume, which is not technically NSNG because when we say NSNG or when we talk about this, potatoes aren't included, legumes are not included.
No.
It's sad, but we'll eat a little potato.
Yeah,
well, and that's just it. I guess what we're trying to say, like Sinatra. You know, I did it my way. You should do it your way.
Right.
And
but if you want to follow it super strict, that's your way.
Well,
Nancy's
like that, right? I mean, her and I talk quite often right now over Messenger, just trying to help her get to where she needs to be. And she's strict. I mean, strict.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
If you can be that strict. And we kind of were too for the first 3 years.
At the beginning,
not to her level, but we were pretty strict.
Yes, we were.
And then what happens is when you quote unquote fall off, like it doesn't go that far. Like the bar doesn't move all that much.
No, it doesn't. That's the key.
And I've gotten through my struggles. You haven't struggled the same way as I have, at least not to where you've caved like I have.
No, I haven't. I did learn, what was it the other day? I think we were like talking about something and we talked about ice cream and then I was like, oh, Rocky Road ice cream. That sounds so good. Like that sounds good, but
you didn't go get it.
No. That takes a lot of effort. Again, there's effort in that.
You'd have to leave the house.
I'd have to leave the house.
You already had your 1,000 steps.
I already met my goal. I don't need to walk anymore. I'm going to have you carry me up the stairs.
In the old house, remember how we would, I mean, there was a Baskin Robbins on one side of us and on the other side of us, there was this really good ice cream in downtown Lyle.
Yeah.
We were smack dab in the middle. We could walk to
both of them. Sometimes we'd hit both in the same day. No, we wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't.
When I was pregnant, oh, that was the best. When I was pregnant, we'd walk and I felt like it was okay because we were walking to go get the ice cream. So therefore, I was getting exercise.
I know, we did rationalize it that way.
It was a good wrestling when I got my double scoop waffle cone.
Well, the first time Michaela attacked one of those things.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
And then that store
is the worst because it has the good ice cream and then it's like an old-fashioned candy stuff. And we haven't been Herba Buena in a while.
No, we haven't.
One of our favorite Mexican joints.
Yeah,
is right
go there and then we go next door for ice cream.
Well, I remember one of the last times we went there and we did the ice cream too. And I was thinking to myself, between what I just ate and what I'm getting now, and I'm like 3,000 calories for this meal and dessert.
But it didn't stop us.
It did not.
Did not stop us. But it does now. Now we don't do the ice cream. Now we can go to Herba Buena and we don't have to go get the ice cream next door.
Well, and I think I've turned a corner because I finally hit, oh, that sounds good, and then move on.
Yeah.
Like before I would dwell on it.
Yeah.
And I don't dwell on it. I actually don't. And I didn't think this day would get here, but I actually don't think about it much. And if it's in front of me, I'm not as tempted. Or if I am, I'll have a piece.
So I can watch some of my Food Network shows in front of you and it doesn't torture you anymore?
It doesn't torture me. It just annoys me that I'm fat. It annoys me that I'm fat and they're allowed to do that in front of a fat guy. That's really what it comes down to.
Got it.
There should be laws.
There should be. I agree. Yeah.
And then you just kind of have gone with it.
That's it.
But the science behind it doesn't really interest you at all. Where it does me, and I'm not going to get into it.
Right.
Again, if you guys want to talk about it though, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to geek out.
Yep. Nate, you can do a podcast all on your own about the science behind it. I'll be upstairs on my couch.
Nobody wants to listen to that podcast. And somebody also asked me about calories in, calories out, right?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
There's a lot of names that goes by. Weight Watchers is a calories in, calories out. It's just a different way of counting them with points, right? And they've got their freestyle program,
for our next president. Our next president's endorsing it.
Right. Oprah. apparently she's running now after that speech. She'll probably ask us to do something in the cabinet since we met her on that.
Oh, right.
We couldn't talk to her, but we met her.
Well, we didn't meet
her. No Oprah. What does she own? She owns a chunk of it, right?
Yes. I don't know her percentage.
But the point being that the freestyle program, right? How many?
Right.
They're always like, we can eat whatever we want.
Right. I know. Exactly. I'm always like, but how does that work? Like you said, like a chicken breast is 0 points now. I'm like, wait, what?
and regardless, if it works for somebody,
go for it. I tried Weight Watchers. I cheated like there was no tomorrow.
Well, that's because that all right. So you just hit on my problem with the whole thing. It's not I've done Weight Watchers and it's worked. My mom did Weight Watchers years ago and it worked, right? It's not will it work. It will work. If you follow the program, it's going to work.
Oh, totally. Like right? Our friend Carla and I did Weight Watchers when we worked together. And it worked for her. But she followed, like she was measuring, she was counting, like she followed it and she lost weight. And then she's looking at me like, why aren't you losing weight? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing everything, lying to her face. But like, no, it's like totally.
Why would you lie to Carla? Because she would have yelled at you.
Because she would have yelled at me. Because we were doing it together.
Carla would have yelled at you.
And I was just like, eh.
Well, and you hit on though, the problem that I have with it is in the commercial, I can eat whatever I want. Untrue.
Right.
That part is untrue. You can eat a portion of the food that you want, but if you say I can eat whatever, I want to eat a gallon of ice cream. That's what I want to eat. But if I eat that, I'm going to gain weight, whether I'm on Weight Watchers or fat adapted or paleo or whatever it is. What are those ones that are popular now? Halo Top. Yeah, Halo Top ice cream. You haven't seen these things?
No.
It's like super popular now.
No.
The entire pint's like 300 calories or something.
Oh, yeah?
And
is there any sugar in it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Of course there's sugar in it.
What could be xylitol?
It's not going to be something we can have. And if I wanted to eat four of those every day,
would it work?
I don't think I'm going to lose weight. So it's not, I can eat whatever
that's
I
what
want.
That's what I don't get about the commercials. You can eat anything you want.
Right.
I don't really believe you.
Right. What is true, though, in the way that people should follow it and probably do, right? And I know some people that have just lost a bunch of weight on it, right? Is you can follow the program, eat within the categories that you want, within your point limit, you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, right? Because what we're saying is, for us, that doesn't work. Because I would eat pretty much, you know, if you get, let's
like 20 points. Yeah, 20 points.
25 points in a day or whatever. I would eat 20 points of sugar.
Right. And that's what I didn't get. Why? I'm eating within my points, but I'm not losing weight. Well, Gretchen, you ate.
You have no balance, right? So, I mean, you still have to be smart no matter what you do. And
right,
we're still smart. Like, we're eating vegetables every day.
Yes.
We're eating salads every day. We're eating lots of, you know,
well, we're not
fats
eating salad anymore right now just because we don't know
romaine
what,
thing.
Yeah, we don't know what salad we can't eat at this point.
Yeah, they say don't eat the romaine lettuce because of E. coli. Yeah. And I'm like, which one? And it's like all of it. That sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So can you think of anything we missed on this that would help keep people? I mean, if you want to get started, feel free to message Fat Man Chronicles, message me, Peter D'Amico. You can tweet me at Fat Man Stories, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to help. I've helped several people with resources and get you started. It really, Vinny Tortorich is a great way to go because the dude just gives it away. and that sounded awful.
I was going to go and I stopped myself.
I know. Well, and he's crude. Well, you've listened to Vinny with me. He's a crude dude.
Yeah.
But his website, VinnyTortorich.com, does have free stuff.
Yeah.
So go take the course. And at the end of the course, you'll know NSNG, which pretty much follows what we do.
Yeah.
But we eat probably more carbohydrates on the vegetable side.
Right.
And that gets us probably closer into what we call fat adapted.
Right.
And that's where we want to live. And you still get steady weight loss. If you're under 100 grams of carbs a day and eating that fat, you're going to lose weight still. It's going to just be more
steady. It's the
type
of carbs. It's the type of carbs you're having,
correct,
too.
That's, well, yeah, exactly.
That's the key, too. It's not like you're having bread and that's your 100. Well, I'm having bread. Well, no, we're not having grains. Our carbohydrates are coming from veggies and fruit. That's where we're getting our carbs.
Exactly. And that will keep you on a weight loss
for us.
Regimen, right.
For us.
For us, yes. Some people would have to be in ketosis to lose it, I'm sure.
Yep.
Some people could do Weight Watchers or do whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, paleo. Yeah. Do whatever, you know, and whatever works for you. Where we know we're going to have to be under 150 carbs probably our whole lives to maintain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go over, we see it.
Yeah.
If we eat grains like we did over anniversary weekend, we see weight gain.
Yep.
So be smart, get out there. And as much as Gretchen does not promote the exercise part of wellness, I do. So pick a lane.
I don't judge you if you do, though.
And I don't judge you if you don't. I learned not to, apparently. In seriousness, though, I don't judge that you don't.
No,
you'll do it when you're good and ready, and I'll support you when it's time.
Man, I won't even tell you.
Well, I think I'll notice.
We'll see.
I'm here.
Not all the time.
So you're going to do it in secret? What is wrong with you? Now you're just being weird. You're eating in secret when you're dieting with Carla. You're exercising in secret here. You have a problem. You don't like accountability.
Not true.
And I was going to say something else, but now... Oh, and you support me with my crazy ideas of... you know, running. So that all works out pretty well.
It does.
And now that we've probably thoroughly confused people and said, and they're going, that didn't really tell us anything.
Let's wrap it up, folks.
Let's wrap it up. All right. You've been listening to episode 18 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is always by Safar. You got me wrong. On social media, we're pretty much at Fat Man Stories everywhere. You can find our website at fatmanchronicles.com. And the big thing is get onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts, subscribe, leave a review. We haven't gotten one in a while.
Sad.
It's all right. We're still at 15 reviews, all 5 stars. Eh. I'm waiting for the 1 star. I cannot wait. Or Stitcher, Google Play, Podbean. And if you go to Podbean, you can donate as a patron.
Yep.
And then Julie, super fan, asked me, like, hey, where's your button to give like PayPal? Because in the patron thing, you can't just give a one-time donation, which is weird.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out how to get that up soon on like our homepage.
Crazy.
Because it makes Gretchen super uncomfortable anytime I talk about this.
Pretty much. That's okay. I'm getting over it. As more equipment comes in, I get over it.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate it. It's not inexpensive. And I just listened to the Gomers one word episode, and it made me feel bad about recording one of our own because they crushed it. I mean, it's that episode is so good, but they've been doing it for a decade. And you're as entertaining as they are. It's just I get in the way. But they did a really good job. So if you're not a Two Gomers Run for Their Lives fan or haven't listened to them before, just start in season 8. And they're doing some special stuff. But in there now, it's donate time. So I always give to them.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten so much out of it over the years. But they do it all by the button, and they're unapologetic because they're like, the stuff's expensive. And it is, but if nobody gives us a dime, we're still going to do it.
Right.
Like, it's not that expensive for us. It may be for them. I mean, he's like a campus minister.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a vow of poverty or not. But either way, thanks so much, and get out there, give some reviews, subscribe, tell a friend, and be better today.
Was not hiding, I was unsure, and now